Hi, I'm Roisin and I'm here with Caitlin, and we're on the youth media team and we're interviewing David Pollard.
So David, why are you here?
Well, this is my first SESI event. To be honest, I'm here because I want to learn a bit more. I'm pretty new to teaching and education and all this kind of thing. So there's a lot of people here that I've met through Twitter and I suppose Facebook and things like that, that I want to meet in person, ask loads of questions, learn a lot from them, and I suppose have a bit of fun. And doing an interview wasn't one of those things on my list, but here I am.
So you have an upcoming event. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm part of an organisation team, myself, Ruth Adante, Amy Keith, and we run Learning Tech Labs. So at the moment we've run about three of those. We're a community of entrepreneurs, developers, educators, and I suppose business people who are trying to come together, create a community who are going to spark a bit of interest and excitement and new ideas around learning technologies in Dublin. So that the next event is going to be on the 9th of March. You can find us on at Learning Tech Lab, no S at the end, and you can follow us on Meetup and you can look up Learning Tech Labs, and we're part of that community there.
So is your community only based on Twitter, or have you got other platforms?
So we have the meetup.com, which is just, you have to look up Learning Tech Labs. We're also on LinkedIn, and it's Learning Tech Labs again. So we've got a few different things. My own personal one is Twitter. That's my favorite, I have to say. So you can find me on at edchatirl, and I suppose you can connect with me, have a chat, and see. But I think that we'll be following the SESI tweets and stuff like that, so it'll be kind of fun as we go along.
Thanks.
Thank
you.